Hello, are you still there, Janet?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you speak to the customer on this one?
Yes, I didn't get the customer. They didn't answer the phone.
For this one too?
Yeah, both of them. Well, maybe I need to go ahead and have my information typed up. That way I don't have to pull up the orders again, I guess.
Okay, hold for just one moment on this one, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Know what I do, what I want to do anything. Then, I think we should have started off way more than what they gave us. I think we should have started off with at least a 12. But my thing is, everybody else's prices went up. Why did they even go up? Five, you was making 13, they went up to 15. Everybody went up but them.
Okay, Jasmine, here's the order number for that, and thank you for holding.
Okay, I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
That case number is going to be 284-993-502.
All right, 284-993-502.
Correct. All right. And that next one.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to have to sign into that order number. I'm just going to go ahead and submit my notations in so I don't have to go back and do it.
Okay, not a problem. Go ahead.
Okay, so the next one I think is 768.
Okay, give me one moment. I forgot to get myself ready. Okay, 768.
768-03-005.
Okay, and the customer's name and address, please.
D.L. Chapman, 2100 South Travis Street, Amarillo, Texas, 79109. While you look that up, can I go ahead and contact the customer?
Yes, and give me one moment as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks.